Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, brother. This is Apostle Alan E. Coleman, Jr. Thank you for tuning in to the Word of God through Jesus Christ Street and Outreach Telecast. I'd like to ask you to turn to, well, it's not the telecast, it's the radio broadcast. I was thinking about television. As I'm sure you know, we do television also. I'd like to ask you to turn to the book of Mark, chapter 5. And while you're doing that, I'd like to have a word of prayer briefly. Mark chapter 5, please find it. And while you're doing that, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, ask you to forgive us for our sins, forgive us for our shortcomings, forgive us, O Lord, for our faults and for our wrongs. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your patience with us. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you, Lord, for standing by us and protecting us. Thank you for teaching us the things that you have taught us. Thank you for moving in our lives the way that you move, O God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you because we need you right now, especially at this time of teaching us your word so that we would know how to get the victory over our enemy. Again, some of us are going on a fast tomorrow. Some of us are on one right now. Some of us have already also started. And Lord, we're asking you to give us the strength we need. Give us the victory we need. Bless our fast to be successful. Let not the enemy be able to rob from your people, but cover our prayer requests and our fast requests in the blood of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for hearing us and for answering us. And Lord, give me the words to share with thine own people this morning and feed me off. In Jesus' name, I thank you and I pray. Amen. Did you find Mark chapter 5? I hope so. We're going to read verses 1 through 7. Some of you might need more time, right? Mark chapter 5. Now, while you're finding that, I'm going to read a description of the lesson. The prince of the power of the air, the king of death, the ruler of the darkness of this world, the deceiver, the tempter, the father of lies. These are just some of the names of Satan. He is always up to no good. If the child of God is not careful, the devil will lure you out of the Christian faith. If the man or the woman of God is not careful, the devil will throw you off of your post. The enemy is not to be played with. He is very dangerous. Under the Godhead, Lucifer was the most powerful creature that God made. When he became Satan, he became twice as bad as he was good. He is really trying to throw his weight around. That's what he's trying to do. He's really trying to throw his weight around. He's trying to do this now in the earth realm. See, the only ones in the earth realm that can defeat him are the Christians. The ones that are supposed to be exposing him, rebuking him, and standing against him are those in the fivefold ministry with the superheroes fitted around with the Lord's anointing on us, of course, if you will. The Holy Ghost gave us the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And with it, you've got to cut the devil. Don't play with him, because apart from Jesus Christ, you will lose. Grab your Bibles and pens and papers, and let's delve into the word of God, and let's feast. I'm going to read Mark 5, verse 1 out of the Living Bible, and it reads on this wise. Well, I'm going to read out of the King James Bible, excuse me. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, Immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broke in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountain and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." Lord, please make this lesson deep, yet simple, and simple yet deep. And I need your anointing to teach this. In Jesus' name we thank you and we pray. Amen. That's one of the people that many in the earth realm know nothing about. The first one, of course, a lot of people don't know about God. Well, they know about him, but a lot of people don't know him, God. A lot of people also don't know about the enemy of God. We go through so much in this earth realm to try to accomplish what God reveals to us or sends word to us that he is going to bless us with. We go through so much to try hard to accomplish things, and oftentimes us Christians, we are thrown, we are oppressed, we are attacked, we are sad, it seems like we're overcome, but we're not. Did you catch that point? It seems like we are overcome by the enemy, but we're not. We go through so much in this earth realm. There's a lot of people who have come to the Lord because someone told them that once they come to the Lord, they will never go through problems again. And when they came to him and started going through things, they left. Because the Christian walk is something you have to be called to. And even those of us that are called, we still go through things. We still go through things. It doesn't end. As long as we're in this flesh, we're going to go through things. And see, again, it's important that you know your enemy, because if you don't know your enemy, the things that God is trying to give you, sometimes you will end up losing them. And it's not because you don't want them all the time. Sometimes it's because you just don't know your enemy. You don't know his tricks. You don't know his schemes and his conniving ways. You don't know that a lot of the things you have lost is because the enemy was able to attack you and deceive you because of spiritual ignorance, because of what we don't know. The name devil means slanderer. He is a slanderer. He will slander anyone he can. He'll slander God's name. He'll slander our name. He will slander the ministry. He will slander anyone that he can, because that's what devil means. He's also Satan, the adversary. He's the enemy. Listen, that's why scripture says, in the book of 2 Corinthians, there is no agreement between Christ and the devil, because the devil is the enemy of God. In John 12:31, he's called the prince of this world. In Revelation 9:11, he's called Apollyon, which is a Greek word, the Greek name for destroyer. in Revelation 13, verse 2, and Revelation 16, verse 13, it talks about the false trinity that he has. In Revelation 2, verse 9, it talks about his synagogue. Yes, he has synagogues. The enemy has places of worship. Some of them you cannot tell belong to him because they might bear the name of Jesus or the name of God. People will get a building and put a holy name or what appears to be a holy name on the building, but underneath and on the foundation and deep inside, even in the doctrine, it will be off. It will not be the place of God. And a lot of people don't recognize it. They can't see it. And when God sends someone to tell, to warn the sheep, and say, be careful where you're eating at, they don't want to listen because the enemy deceives them with false doctrine to make them believe that you're the one telling falsehood. While the one that's in the building is lying, the devil will make people think they're telling the truth. Because he also will give them a little power to do some what appears to be miracles, but it's really not. It's a gimmick or a feat or just a trick. In Revelation 13, verse 2, Scripture says, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And Revelation 16, verse 13, because we're talking about his false trinity, Revelation 16, verse 13 says, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Satan tries to assume the role of the father. And the false prophet tries to assume the role of the Holy Ghost. And the Antichrist tries to assume the role of the Son. Satan's son is against Christ. The spirit of Antichrist will cause people to stand against God. It's important to understand what we're dealing with here. In the earth realm, we are dealing with spiritual beings that are very dangerous. In Mark 5, it talks about this man who was possessed with a demon called Legion. And for those of you that don't know, a legion is in the Roman regime is 6,000 soldiers. This demon called Legion was in this man, and this man lived in the graveyard amongst the tombs. The devil will cause people to be fascinated with death and hellish things and dark things and gloomy things. When you look at TV, no more is there good, clean, colorful family television shows. A lot of things are gloomy and dark now because Satan is trying to throw his weight around. This man who had his dwelling among the tombs, and he had an unclean spirit, a demon, no man could hold him. They tried to chain him, and it didn't work. They tried to put shackles on his feet. It didn't work because the chains, he broke them, and he plucked them asunder, and the fetters he broke in pieces. Those were the shackles on his feet. He broke them in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. So this guy was unstable in his character. Demons. A lot of people you're coming across, demons. A lot of people that don't know how to conduct themselves, demons. A lot of people that talk about you and are against you, and a person could be real sweet. That brethren, men of God, that's why you got to be careful. the women that you let in your life and give your last name to, here God is using you in ministry to run the ministry, to live for God, to serve him all the days of your life. And sometimes, glory, I hear the Lord talking, sometimes the enemy will send a woman who will come bearing all kind of traits, supposedly looking like the real thing, looking like she's a woman that loves God, looking like she's a woman that will stand by your side, looking like she's a woman that will love you and care for you and honor you and all of that. And then you let her in your life, you say I do to her, and then all of a sudden you see another side of her. Unstable demons. No man could tame this man. Day and night, this man was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. A lot of times people are unstable emotionally and mentally because they've been broken. They've been hurt in their past. They went through some things. The Lord led me to tell, listen, sisters, women of God, and sisters that are just Christians, the Lord has led me to share on more than one occasion that sometimes a woman can meet a woman will give her mental, I'll just say it this way, thank you, Lord. A human being will give themselves and give their all to someone that the devil sends in their life, and then after they get all beat up, broken, and hurt, and lied to, cheated on, and everything else, and then God heals them. Ah, he heals them. He brings them out. He restores them. He changes them. He mends their life and everything. Then God sends someone in their life, and then the person say, I got to be careful. Because of what I went through before, I got to pray. Well, don't you know God? If the Lord told you that he's sending your mate to you, he's not going to send you anyone that put you through what the other one put you through. The devil's people are unstable. This man was in the tombs and in the mountains cutting himself, crying. He was trying to kill himself. He was fascinated with death. We're living in a generation where people are tattooing themselves, and even people that claim to be Christians. You're branding yourself. Some of you don't even know what the tattoo means, but there's a fascination with cutting, with cutting your whole body, tattooing your whole body. You get money and you got to spend money on more tattoos. God is not for that. He said in Scripture in the Old Testament, do not tattoo yourself. Listen, if you are a Christian and you were thinking about going to get a tattoo this week, stop. Don't do it. Unfortunately, some people who profess to be Christians already went and got it. Some people got it before they met Jesus. But those of you that are hearing this broadcast, if you are considering going to get a tattoo and you don't have one, don't go and get one because you'll be branding yourself. When this man saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him because the man had been used to being hurt and going through stuff and cutting himself and being in torment and all of this. And the man needed help, and he knew he needed help, and there was a demon inside of this man. So where the man went, the demon had to go. So the man brought this demon before Jesus. And that demon is the one that spoke. The man went before Jesus to worship him, and the demon cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. So here's the point we want to get to. What tormented the devil? What tormented the demon in that man? Was the word of God. The word of God was, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. Some of you men are going through things in your home because God is using you to stand for him, and you've been ministering the word of God. You're standing on the word and keep ministering the word, and the woman that you're involved with, she can't deal with it. She says she doesn't want you. She really said, listen, there are even some men of God who have met women of God, and the women of God are carnal or half saved or are used to false doctrine or going to ministries where they just teach it all kind of wrong stuff. Then a woman meets you and see how high you are in the Holy Ghost. And the cliche is,
don't be so heaven-bound to no earthly good. I hate to break the news to you, but we are supposed to be heaven-bound. We're supposed to be heaven-bound. If that's where you want to go when you leave this world, you're supposed to be heaven. You can never be too heaven-bound. That word holy roller does not exist in the Bible. The Bible says walk in the Spirit, and you will not want to fulfill the lust of the flesh. You just won't do it. Walk in the Spirit. Some of you have gotten hurt in prior relationships because you walked in the flesh. You looked at a person in the flesh. You looked at a man in the flesh. You saw muscles. You saw thighs. You saw triceps and biceps. You saw height. You saw pretty hair. You saw a good smile. You saw these things, the pretty eyes that wasn't even his. And you judged him according to the flesh, and you wanted that man, and you gave yourself to that man. And that man wasn't even worthy of you. He wanted to have you as a girlfriend and not a wife. He wanted to have you as a friend, just a friend with benefits and not a wife. God said, no, it's a trick of the enemy. Some of you men of God have been lonely. Listen, I am alone, but I'm not lonely. God got me waiting for a wife, but I refuse to just let a wife in my life because of how she looks or because of how she's built. That's the last thing I noticed. I want to know, where are you spiritually, number one. Number two, where are you emotionally? How will you receive my love, and how will you give me yours? How will you treat me? That's when you start getting down to brass tacks. And if a person starts off unstable, then that tells you right there what the relationship will be like. Unstable. It's not your loss if you don't let them in your life. It's their loss. Because after God has finished with you, you're not the one walking around talking about, I'm a work in progress. God is not through with me yet. You're not talking about that. But God has delivered you and straightened you out and fixed you and washed you and cleansed you and ministered to you. Then you are all right. You're on the one. The man or the woman of God or the Christian would be their gain, G-A-I-N as in Nancy. It would be their gain to accept you in their life or for you to let them in yours. Why? Because the man and the woman of God is not like the trash of the world. Stop. I say it again. The man or the woman of God is not like the trash in the world. Stop. I'm going to repeat that. The man and the woman of God is not like the trash of the world. What are the trash? Let me tell you something. If all you do is curse every other word, then you have devalued yourself. If all you do is go out there to the clubs and you sleeping around and you coming in the house drunk and staggering and falling over, you have depreciated yourself. Your value has went down. What good can you be to the man or to the woman of God? The answer is none. Zero. Zilch. The man or the woman of God walking with God is hard enough. Being a Christian, it's hard enough trying to live saved. It's hard enough trying to walk right. And then when you're involved with somebody that don't serve God at all, demons. The devil has his doctrines. Scripture tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Very simple. Some of you don't even know you're listening to doctrines of demons. Scripture says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Seducing spirits are those that lure you away from the truth. When you hear ministers say, well, it's all right that you're gay. You can live the life you want to live. No, you can't. No, you can't. When you hear a minister say, well, it's all right, we can all go to the club tonight. No, you can't. You can't. Seducing spirits, to seduce you, to lure you. Or a man comes in your life and say, we could be engaged for 12 years or 10 years or 5 years or even one. We don't have to get married. We can just try this out. That's a trick of the enemy. the man that loves you will marry you. But on the other hand, you have to come to the table holy. The woman that loves you, she will receive you and accept you and bring you glory. The Bible says the woman is the glory of the man. And the virtuous woman will do him no harm all the days of her life. And the prudent wife comes from the Lord. That means a serious wife, an intelligent wife, an able, capable wife. A lot of you women that are Christians are single still because no man found you to be valuable. Whoa. Apostle, why did you say that? Some of you are saying, well, it's true. Again, no man of God is going to be attracted to having a wife that got all her cleavage hanging out. No man wants that. Not a man of God. For what? So other men can look at you and that's what they see and judge you according to that? Because you have a big chest, that makes you a valuable woman? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Or because you're well endowed in certain areas and you're switching and walking and showing everything, that doesn't make you a valuable woman. The woman of God is modest. She's letting her goods, so to speak, only be for the eyes of her husband, her fiancé slash husband. In the Greek, fiancé means promised in marriage. Promised in marriage. A lot of people get engaged and then they break up. That means engagement wasn't real. Someone in that so-called engagement wasn't being real. There's some men that have proposed to some of you sisters and they didn't mean no good. They only wanted one thing. You need to check their spiritual credentials. Can you carry me in the midst of a storm? Do you know who I am spiritually? Sisters, this is what you need to ask these brothers. Do you know who I am spiritually? What's my favorite color? What kind of food do I like? See, I know a brother's not going to know that right off the top, but if he's trying to get to know you, these are questions he's going to ask. So when you ask him later on, if he was paying attention, he'll tell you. Demons. And then some of you women that are looking at men that are in ministry, and you say, well, the man of God, I mean, he's powerful. Let the Lord use me to share something that's kind of interesting that we all need to pay attention to. And it's in the scripture of, oh, thank you, Lord, 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verse 9, and it reads on this wise. Let me go back to verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9 says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Lying wonders, meaning it doesn't come true. Some of you sisters are looking at men and they got on a collar, or they're standing in the pulpit, or they're playing an instrument or something like that, and you said, wow, this is a man of God. Just because they're in the building, that don't make them a man of God. And because you see they're charismatic and they can play real good, that don't make them a man of God. Because you see that they have signs and some power, so it looked like. And the lying wonders, meaning right now they're acting like, wow, you know, I'm walking with God and God is with me. And then the next minute you see them walking as a spiritual failure. In the building while they're playing, they're okay. But when they leave, they're up in other women's face, or they're drinking, or they're smoking weed or something. Lying wonders. Wonders meaning, you know, amazing things, things that just baffle you. Wow, look at that. Oh, I don't believe it. How are they able to do that? But yet and still they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Brothers, the same thing with sisters. I was talking to one woman, and me and her was talking about, you know, me not being married and so forth. And she said to me, Apostle, I want to let you know, when I get out of church, I throw my hat and church dress in the corner, and I'm not the woman of God no more. And I said, oh, mm-mm.
Nope. No way. No way. I wouldn't dare let her in my life. I'm a man of God all the time. Yes, I'm a man too, a natural man also. I have manly needs. I'm a man as well. I am. But I'm a man of God first. Before I came in this world, and you too that are in ministry and that are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, before you came in this world, God said, this is mine. His hand was on you. So when you came out of your mother's womb, no matter which office of the fivefold ministry you're in, when you came out, you were called to that office. If you're a prophet now, when you came in this world, you came as a prophet. You just was a baby. A baby prophet, or a baby prophetess, or a baby apostle, or a baby pastor, or a baby teacher, or a baby evangelist. The devil knew it. That's why when you look at your life, and you look at your background, and you see all the mess God brought you through, that's what it was. The enemy knew who you was. He just wanted to tear you up before you get there. In Mark 5, the devil knew there was something special about this man. One day this man was going to meet Jesus. This man was going to receive deliverance. He was going to get demons cast out of him. And he was going to be clothed in his right mind. Verse 20 of Mark 5, and he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. So this man had a destiny. He had a time that Jesus was going to enter his life and do some things. It was predestined. But the devil tried to attack him before he could get there. The devil tried to make him kill himself. But what the enemy didn't know, because he's not omniscient, what he didn't know is God allowed him to be there. And because God knew that somewhere along the line, this man might have made some bad choices. He might have got hooked up with the wrong people. He might have, his family might have generational demons in them that no one ever cast out. Jesus knew that this man was going to one day be in a position where he was going to need Jesus. And the Lord met him there. And the Lord is saying that to some of you. Some of you don't have your wife because you're letting the enemy make you interested in all these other types of women. That's just not good for your destiny. Leave them alone. Some of you women don't have the husband because you're looking at a man that don't want you. You wonder why he don't want you. Maybe he's not for you. Because if you really walk with God, he protects you. He's going to give you the one that he got for you. So you need to accept that. Stop. Just stop. Demons are dangerous. Think of those sisters that have messed with the wrong man and caught AIDS and died. Or the men that have messed with the wrong woman and caught AIDS and all this other stuff and died. Or the you people that have caught herpes by messing with the wrong one. All it took was one time. And herpes is not just a STD, but it's also a skin disease. A person could have a breakout and rub it with their finger and shake your hand and pass it to you. And there's no cure for it. Oh, yeah, the Lord can heal you. He sure can. But why get in that predicament? Oh, why? The Lord want to heal you. He want to heal you from what you got. And when he do, he's going to tell you, go and sin no more. Demons. You can call the ministry 203-745-8162. Let God use me to pray with you. As soon as this broadcast go off, let God use me to pray with you. There's sometimes the phone be flooded with calls. But praise God. But let God use you to call, because there's someone listening right now that need deliverance. Someone need prayer right now, and they need to pray the kind of prayer that sends demons running. Because you've been trying to pray with other people, and other people have been praying for you, and things got worse and not better. And even after it got worse, there was still no better. You're still going through even worse. Some are emotionally messed up or mentally messed up. Your relationship is messed up. You're trying to piece a relationship back together, and it seems like there's no leeway. It seems like it's not working. Come on, let's chase the devil out. Call the ministry, 203-745-8162, 24 hours. Also, you can support the ministry with your love offerings. It's not going to hurt. It'll be a blessing. Let the Lord use you to be a vessel that helps this ministry to help others that are homeless or sleeping on benches or runaways or whatever. A love offering of any amount will be a blessing. Go on my Facebook wall, Apostle Alan E. Coleman, Jr. Go in my about section, you know, where it tells about you, and you'll see the ministry's website. Or type my name in the search engine, Apostle Alan, A-L-E-N, Apostle Alan E. Coleman, Jr., and you'll see the ministry's website, ourchurch.com. You'll see the ministry's website. Look for the tab that says your donation and support of the ministry, and let God use you. It's not going to hurt you. You sow into bad seed. People have been lying to you and taking from you. But why don't you let God use you to sow into good soil, good ground? I know the Lord's going to bless me to be married soon. He said it. He told me my wife is on the way. It's very possible I probably met her. I don't know. We shouldn't make a move until we hear God keep saying it over and over and over and over and over again. I love you. I love you all. And I thank God for the opportunity of being used by him to share this with you. And good thing this is on demand, because you can pull it up anytime and listen to it. Or download it in your computer. Burn it to a CD or something. Listen to it in the car. 203-745-8162. I love you and God bless you. Stay encouraged. Have a blessed weekend. Have a blessed night. Oh, God is so good. God bless you. And those of you that are going on your fast, remember, take that sword and cut the enemy. The word of God. Find whatever you're fasting about. Look at the word of God for it and pray that prayer over or read that word over your situation. So that way the word will produce fruit. I love you and God bless you. And in this ministry, we'll fast with you too. 3745-8162. 203-745-8162. The ministry will fast for you, pray with you, pray fast with you. Be used by God to rebuke the devil, cast him out, plead the blood against him. 203-745-8162. Again, look at my Facebook page also. Send me a friend request. I'll accept it. God bless you. The ministry loves you. So do I. In Jesus' name, amen.